accession number 29888, reel 3.
Really be actively engaging in civil disobedience. And anything short of civil disobedience really is not very effective in terms of producing change. I personally think that each of us has to kind of decide what is the way in which we at this moment in time can best express our beliefs when it comes to pacifism. So if that's in the form of attending the vigil, if that's in the form of signing petitions, if that's in the form of engaging in plowshare actions, all of those are significant. And the reason I say that is I think that sometimes what may keep people from engaging in the peace movement is their fear that they're going to be required to do something that they're not prepared to do at this moment in time. And so I think there really needs to be a whole range of ways in which people can engage in this process, and that there be respect within the peace community for all of those ways. One of the things that you mentioned earlier on had to do with 9/11. I personally don't understand how any thinking person, anybody who's paid attention to the way our country has operated over the course of many years, could be totally surprised when something like 9/11 occurred. I just find it hard to fathom how people can just stand there and say, you know, why did this happen to us? Why would anybody do this to us, as though we are innocent victims? Now, that's not to say, you know, I'm in no way justifying what was done or trying to minimize the, you know, the loss of life, but I think that we need to understand that the way in which we behave in the world at large shapes the way in which other people respond to us. And until we assume some responsibility for our behavior, until we are willing to behave in a different way, we're going to continue to be a target. And so I've been very disturbed. And again, the government has done a very good job of portraying this as us being attacked for no reason. There has been absolutely no willingness on the part of the government to acknowledge that the way in which we operate throughout the world. And the irony of it is that after 9/11, we end up going in and waging war in Iraq on trumped up charges. Now, how can, you know, if I try to think, if I were, you know, if I were living in Iraq, or if I was living in Syria, or I was living in Iran, and I was watching what had happened, and where the United States, you know, what would the conclusion we're finally coming to, you know, that this was wrong. Well, we're not admitting that it was wrong, but the situation we find ourselves in speaks to it. How others would not be angry, how others would not, and again, this is not to justify the behavior, but look at our behavior. I mean, we went to war. We attacked. So the whole business with with 9/11, I would hope would be a painful opportunity for us as a people to reevaluate our behavior in the world and to begin to accept some responsibility for those things that happened to us. I think that and that's one of the things that I would hope that that those of us in the peace movement would do, would be continue to challenge, would be truth speakers, and not allow ourselves to be intimidated and to be forced to stop speaking the truth for fear of what might happen.
It's interesting you talking about this, because I know I was here just after 9/11 in the October, mm-hmm. Teaching mm-hmm. a semester mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And having left Europe and Britain in particular, where there was so much debate on why this happened, and of course, why do they hate us, cropped up as mm-hmm. a theme. Mm-hmm. And I noticed in your media, the media was not asking questions either.
Well,
would you think the media at this time were, going along?
What's been interesting is to watch the evolution of the media as well. initially, the government was able to exercise sufficient control over the media and influence what they said and what they published and what they presented in such a way that it supported the case for us being the victims. What's fascinating right now is that while the administration is trying to avoid using the term civil war in Iraq, there are more and more newspapers, there are more and more media that are beginning to use that language, because they really believe that that language accurately describes what is taking place. So it's curious to me that the media now has, in a sense, gone full circle from being really supportive of the administration's view to a position where they're willing to challenge the administration on its view of what's taking place. So the other thing is that the media is such a powerful influence that I think it has been used as a way, again, of discouraging people to think critically about the situation, and in encouraging people to avoid thinking critically. What they have done is they have discouraged people from moving in the direction of becoming more pacifist in their way of in their way of thinking about the world situation. So it's and again, it's been interesting to watch this whole business with the Department of Homeland Security. There were times when there would be these alerts, and the level of alert would be increased. And to watch what would happen when the level of alert was increased in terms of what you would find in the media, for instance. It was as though those increased in the alert level would to some extent be used to counteract a movement in the direction of questioning what was going on. I think the thing that bothers me the most in this whole thing is the way in which we here in the United States have basically become a very fearful people. We have been manipulated to really be fearful of virtually everyone else. And it's been interesting, even if you see what's happened in terms of our closest allies, in terms of what's happened in Great Britain. The people in Great Britain, I think, in a sense, have been far ahead of us here in the United States in saying, being willing to acknowledge that this was wrong, that what we did was not well thought out, that what we did was not appropriate. And so that's been And so we're even alienating ourselves from our closest allies in the process of persisting.
End of reel, this would be end of reel 3.